takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Hey, Griswold, where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
Let's get away from sleigh bells. Let's get away from snow. Let's make or break some Christmas, dear. I know the place to go. How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island?
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along, Captain Dennis. Okay, so we have some news and information we have to navigate here before we wrap things up today. I don't know if this has any connection to the alien story we led with. However, there was an interesting little press release put out earlier this week about Airbus 320s. A320s. That their software needed an upgrade because some solar flares had created what happened?
Well, the analysis was that an intense solar radiation may corrupt data critical to the functioning of the flight controls. And this apparently is related to a JetBlue incident where they flew from, I think it was Cancun, and had to make an emergency stop in Tampa after they lost like 3,000 feet of altitude or something like that suddenly. And they determined it was some sort of a bug in the software. Because remember, the Airbus, they're all fly-by-wire. There's no mechanical linkage, and so if the software glitches on you, so does the plane.
Yeah, and that's not ideal.
No.
Yeah, but was it solar flares that caused the glitch, or? Yeah.
I'm using air quotes, but you can't see them because this is radio.
Three-Eye Atlas, hello?
Yeah, maybe those guys over the ocean there, they saw something they shouldn't have, and they glitched the flight controls. Yeah.
Maybe that was the first salvo. I hope they come in peace, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. So anyway, they've had to down all these A320s to get a software patch.
It was about 6,000 of them that had to get a software patch.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
Lots of problems. And, everybody was giving Boeing such a hard time, and Airbus is, suddenly looking great. Mm-hmm. Well, here's an issue that now, I guess... Fair play. They both have problems.
Yeah.
In fact, even after that, there was a quality issue that's become about that they are running into on the Airbus 320s as well.
What's that?
They're finding some sort of industrial quality issue with some metal panels on the 320 jets, and it could potentially affect some deliveries. So even they're not immune from problems.
Yes. Well, it happens, and tag they're it. I mean. You think you're immune from getting bad news when you're an airplane manufacturer? Just wait a week.
Well, the good news is, for Boeing, at least, hey, it's off our back. Then we move on to the next news story.
Who's the next victim? Right. So it rotates around, but hopefully they'll get those A320s updated quick and it won't create big
problems. Sounded like they had done it almost immediately. It's literally just a software upgrade. So
yeah,
and the airplanes come into the hangar and they quickly go out and roll software update out to them and sign them off and send them out. So
right. All right. We got a story about Cirrus that we got to address, but there was another little nugget that we wanted to share. What was that one, Dennis?
Well, I think it actually might be because of Cirrus in part.
Yeah.
Textron, the parent company of Cessna and Beechcraft, has announced that they are ending the production of the Beechcraft Baron and the Beechcraft Bonanza.
Ooh, wow.
80 years since the first flight of the Beechcraft Bonanza, and they're done. That's taking no more orders.
That's a great airplane.
They don't sell very many.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two a year. And so is it worth keeping the production line open for that? I mean, it's not the same as a Cirrus. I mean, it's a sixth place airplane now because they're selling, the G36. But Cirrus has just got such a commanding presence in the market, and it's the market's telling them what airplane makes sense in the sixth place.
What other alternative aircraft does Textron have in their fleet that would kind of cover that base? for them.
All of the 172, 182, 206, the Caravan, but also they have this brand new Beechcraft Denali, the new turboprop that's coming out that's basically going to be like a Pilatus or a TBM competitor.
Right.
That's what they're trying to focus their effort on. So
yeah, but a Bonanza right now, I mean, is it right above like a 182 or right in that ballpark?
It is. It's yeah. definitely a more premium airplane. It's, you know, the 182 is still fourth place. The 206 would probably be a better comparison.
Yeah. Okay. But they kind of have that base covered there. And so, you know, people that are, you know, I don't know, they call Mooney owners Mooneyaks. What do they call Beechcraft owners? Beechers? I don't know. I don't know.
We call them bashers for the ones that go to see Sam's event.
Well, that's a whole thing. Yeah. Beach bash in the bluegrass.
Beach nuts? I don't know.
Yeah. It could be. Maybe that was the problem. They didn't have a cool nickname like the Mooneyaks. Maybe that's part of it as well. But I do like that aircraft. It is, you know, when you ride in one of those Bonanzas, especially, I just felt like I was almost in a limo. It kind of had a different kind of vibe. It's
definitely a higher quality, more upscale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have those. You can upgrade your 206 or like, you know, jump over to the Cirrus, which I'm sure Textron wouldn't appreciate that. But it is what it is, and we wish the Bonanza a well as it flies off into the sunset.
A well-deserved retirement.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so now Cirrus is back in the news. Just in time for the holidays, they've announced a new trade-in and upgrade program called Cirrus Next, and they're streamlining the you know, the way to trade in your aircraft, get an upgrade, that kind of thing. And, you know, they probably had a program in place already, but maybe they're making it a little bit more easier for Cirrus owners to upgrade, especially, or to purchase an aircraft just in time for the holidays. So I'm sure there's no coincidence it got announced now. But they've always been very good about that kind of stuff. If you have an SR-22, one of the older ones, and want to upgrade. I mean, I just had an uncle who did that last year, and I was surprised. He told me it was super easy because they are, even the older ones are still in very high demand. You know, if you kept it, you know, up to date and all that kind of good stuff, and he just wanted the latest and greatest. And he said he did pretty good on his trade-in program. Is that what you've heard from Cirrus owners as well?
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. I mean, we've talked to Patrick and, you know, they've got, you know, many of their owners. This is, you know, not their first Cirrus. It's their fourth or fifth Cirrus. You know, once you get in the family, it's really about the lifestyle. And, you know, it tends to be too. The Cirrus is not just the pilot's decision. The wife or, you know, significant others weigh in very heavily on that. And they like the safety features of the parachute. Now the,
right.
the safe return functionality. So mm-hmm.
yeah, it's all a the really, bells and really whistles. Easy
sell to,
yeah.
Hey, if we trade this in now, if the pilot breaks, I can still get on the ground safely.
Here, right.
Just push this button.
Yeah. Who doesn't yeah. want that? I mean, just to have it as a cool factor and conversation starter, I think it'd be worth it. Maybe depending on your financial well-being. But they're making it, I mean, it's mostly for late model, you know, SR series aircraft and, of course, all generations of the Vision Jet. So if you want to, you know, and we even talked about this at Air Venture, you know, when they gave us the whole thing about the button push thing. What's the emergency return? What's it called again?
Safe return.
Safe return, right. And you know, they just came out with it. They were just taking, you know, delivering the first planes with it. But I was like, if you had just bought one a year or two ago, like, oh gosh, I wish I would have had that. Well, now you have your option and they're going to make it easier for you to upgrade. And, maybe this is the time you do it. I mean, what better time to give yourself a gift than, the holidays? I mean, you got to think, I mean, and you look at it like this, as far as a pilot's concerned, sure, you're doing it for all your passengers to make their experience more comfortable. It has nothing to do about you. Wink, wink.
Having the latest hotness. Yep.
Yes. On that note, we'll wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
J. Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.